Well, I don't know exactly what you're gonna do. They gonna sell somewhere around, I'd say from 4.5 to 5.5.
Yeah.
Variation in
there. Do you have places where you store your beans or?
Well, I don't have any farm, on farm storage. We put ours on in the elevator. We ship ours onto the elevator and pay storage there if you don't wanna sell them.
Yeah. That's the one that's right up the
road. That's the one down there where you were yesterday. That's the one we use.
When y'all raised hay, was that a winter crop or?
What, hay?
Yeah.
No, that is a summer crop. We used to have some alfalfa. Of course, it grows in the winter, but you don't cut it in the winter.
Where do they keep hay?
Here we got some barns. Well, you would buy one barn down there yesterday, right as you come over the levees full of hay barns to us. And then we used to have 3 or 4 more hay barns around, but we don't put up that much hay anymore.
Did you ever keep it out in the field? Did you ever put it up?
Yeah, we used to keep it in the field sometime and then cover it with a tarpaulin or with something, or sometimes just with some loose hay. Well, if you stack loose hay, of course, it's not covered. It just, and it in this country, it's doggone wet and humid. It rots pretty bad. It's hard to keep it out in the open. It eats you up out, and you just lose too much of it out in the open.
Yeah. You mentioned what they would make illegally in terms of alcoholic beverages.
Which, white lightning?
Yeah, is that what they call it?
That's what they call it, moonshine or white lightning. They used to make that,
they
did.
They make it out along the river?
No, they always had it hit off in some little wood area back in behind the house, sometime half a mile, sometime 2 miles back in the woods.
Yeah.
The federal agents would come in here and find it. Of course, I had an uncle was one of the federal agents for a while after he was a lieutenant in the Navy. And after he got out of the Navy, he worked for the beverage folks, and he was, there's still 2 or 3, I can show you 2 or 3 colored folks in town that I know used to make whiskey, because he used to live here and they put in jail 2 or 3 times.
Yeah,
but he don't want to use the names of the niggas.
Yeah.
He don't even drink it anymore. He quit drinking when they put him in the pen. And he had to drop dead.
What the place where they sold that, would there be a kind of a stump out in the woods? You know what the Blind Tiger was? Did you ever hear that?
Mm-hmm. That's y'all. That's probably the same thing over here, what y'all had over there. We just called it the whiskey still over here, and that's y'all in Georgia had that kind of name for over there. You know, everything in this country is more or less like that over there, except they're just a little bit of difference in the wording and stuff. That's what you call stuff. It's pretty much the same thing. Georgia and Alabama, Mississippi and Louisiana was all run from slavery time on through. It all just evolved on up to the present day, just about the same.
Well, then let me ask you about what was it like of being a so-called country boy, I'll call you that, going up to college in the North?
Well, I don't know. They thought that I talked like right funny, and I knew they talked funny. And I got along real good because I always had a pretty good following of talking to them, but they loved to hear the way we talk, and that stuff. We got along pretty good.
Yeah.
And I thought I decided it wasn't the place to go to school. And the reason for that was, when I came home from college, I didn't know hardly anybody in this part of the country. Even the boys that I'd gone to high school with, you know, got out of touch with them.
Uh-huh.
So then when I was coming up, my kids got ready for college, I decided I didn't need to send them all to the northern country. I was on the Notre Dame track team, and I could have got one boy in up there. We had one boy who was a pretty good track man, and who is now still the athletic director up there was a real close friend of mine when I was up there. And I wrote him and asked him would he like to have this boy up there, and he said, yes, sir. But then I never did hear nothing from the track coach, because me and him didn't get along. The one who was track coach, when this boy come along, we didn't get along. We was in school together, and we didn't get along too well, because...
Were you in there or there when...